To oppose something is to maintain it. To oppose something is to maintain it. How many times in our life have we objected to something that we didn't really want? And we got very loud, we got very
determined.
We got very vocal about it. We just had all sorts of reasons why we didn't want something to happen. And we forgot. By being objecting it, by opposing it, by finding something not to our liking, and then rattling on about it, or as the British would say, nattering on about it, what are we doing? We're building it up as a reality in everybody's life around us because they probably hadn't even thought about it, nor did they care. But we started talking that we didn't like it. Now, I've been telling Ellen I wanted to get a...
Segway.
A segway. Mm-hmm. And a Segway is a two-wheeled vehicle, works with gyroscopic action, stands up by itself, goes along about 15 miles an hour, and goes up and down stairs, and goes up and down mountains, and goes up and down pathways, and always is perfectly vertical. And so Anita is a dynamic young chicken here, and when Anita thinks something, zip, up she goes, and zip, out she goes, and zip, she's doing all this stuff. And for me, I thought it'd be kind of fun if I wanted to run down to the embassy or run down to the Hermitage or run down to the Citadel and just in between things, you know. I didn't want to make a federal case out of it. I could jump on my Segway and just go and do what I wanted to do and then come back, you know. And there seemed to be some opposition here, not because it costs a few dollars, but because they don't want me to have it because they feel that I won't get the exercise that I might benefit from if I didn't have it. And I oftentimes don't go do things, or what I do. I program everything I'm going to do. If I need some things from the Hermitage or the Citadel or from the Oasis or from whatever, I plan it. I say, okay, I'm going down to Ellen's city embassy, and I'm going down there, and I'm, oh, yes, now in the garage, there, this thing and that thing and that thing. So I write a big note list on that, and I stick it in my shirt. Now when I go down there, I do it. Whereas if I didn't write a note list, I would just jump on my Segway, zip, go down and do it, and zip, come back, and then have that material and stuff ready for me, or I wouldn't have misplaced the list or what have you. And they say, oh, let's see, it's the embassy, so I'm going with the embassy list, I'm going to the Hermitage list, I'm going, you know, because I'm often doing things. Although, I must say, when I walk, if there's a stone on the path, I pick it up. If there is weeds growing around the Shangri-La Pond, I pull them out to a certain degree, you know, and make it look nice, that little parkway down there. And if I'm on the Segway, I'm liable not to do that. But then you might say to me, Herb, whatever you do because it's a pleasure for you, and it's not, you're not like a slave that got to do these things and got to do that and got to do this. You're a free spirit. You can go and do anything you want. But if others are opposed to something, they're all the more encourage me to do what I am thinking I'd like to do. And so I hadn't thought of the Segway since you and I, Anita, went for our ride. And we went for a ride on a Segway, and it's so natural. You just stand there and you lean this way, and it turns, it goes fast or slow. And I came right up to Anita as she was standing there, and I leaned back, and it stopped instantly right in front of you, remember? And she was taking pictures. But you see, to oppose something is to maintain interest in it. and maintain interest in having it continue to happen. We have the right, we have the privilege, we have the opportunity to live our lives so beautifully, so wonderfully, so powerfully, so grand, and have everything we think is fun in our life, that for us to spend any time objecting to anything, anything at all, in somebody else's life is futile, futile. It's worthless and unimportant, because our life is not being lived to do somebody else. Our life is being lived for our own pleasure. Now, Rex has been with us 12 years, and he's a fantastic dog, and he did things for himself that he loved. But if he saw me going on a walk, he was ready. If he saw me walking along the path, he came and walked with me. If I sat down on a bench along the path, he sat down with me. Now, he didn't have to do that. He didn't say, come on, let's get going, come on, let's get, come on, you old man, move it, move it, move it. He says, hey, brother, father, perfect guy, I'd love to be with you. And when we're walking together, oh, I'm experimenting, looking everywhere, doing all the things that are fun. Now, if I were to oppose that, stay here at my side, stay here at my side, what would be the fun of having a dog at all? What would be the fun of having a friend at all if you're on their back all the time? And Rex always was with me. Now he's moved on to his next dimension, and he's a happy, happy, happy camper, I'm sure. But the thing is, we don't oppose it. We just flow with life's wonderful adventures. And as we flow with life's wonderful adventures, rather than being in opposition to them, we are in harmony with them, all of them. And we live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body all the days of our life. And as long as we're alive, we have a healthy body we're living in. And if we ever, ever, ever say we don't have a healthy body, if we ever say that we hurt, if we ever say that we get problems, then people are thinking we have problems where the problem is only temporary now and then. And if we tell people about it, if we let people know, they oppose it. Oh, no, you're whole and perfect, you're wonderful, you're fantastic. But they don't mean that. They mean you're whole and perfect over your problem, you're whole and perfect over your condition, over your lack. Never oppose anything. Don't give it any attention. If you don't want it in your world, let it be out of your consciousness. Let it be out of your thinking. Let it be out of your talking. Let it be out of everything. And let everything be in divine order. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body all the days of my life. That's all I think about. I don't think, hey, I got a pain now, and I'm like this here, and I'm not doing this. Every place I go, every place I go, people look at me, and if they happen to look at my driver's license or something like that, oh, man, I didn't know you were that old. I didn't know you were around for that many centuries and that many millennia. You know, I didn't know, but you look good. You look good. Now, why do they say that? I don't ask them to say that. I don't demand them to say it. But I act that way in front of them because I act that way inside of me. And that's who I am. And Anita's a young spring chicken. Now, what is Ellen? Ellen is Miss Fantastic, Miss Perfect in every way. Ellen is Miss Ideal Body, Miss Ideal Eyesight, Miss Ideal Ear Hearing, Miss Ideal Everything. And when Ellen drives, it's like the master of all chauffeurs is driving. And she drives so carefully and so gently, and not carefully, but so sincerely, or what do you want to say? But she drives ideally. I think that's a good word, isn't it? She drives like an ideal driver. And she is happy with herself, and she never forgets to fill the gas tank. So she always does those things that are important. You know, Ellen, one of the Highway Patrol's concerns are, it is not responsible to get gas for your car, but it does. It says legally, it's not responsible to help you get gas in your car when you didn't have the memory to fill up your tank before you got on your trip. But it does it because it is, quote, a good father. Just because the daughter or son forgets sometimes or does a foolish thing, they're not going to compound it by opposing it. They're just going to give them some gas. And and go along. And that's the wonderful thing. That's what Rex has always done with me. He never said I was a bad walker, or I was a good walker, or I was this or that. He said, Dad, we're a team. You know, you and I, we're together. I'm going to sit at your feet. I'm going to lick your leg while I sit here. I love you, you see? And that's what it's all about. Never oppose love. And when you love, what happens? Everything is lovable. Have a wonderful day with yourself. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh, do I love you.